Greetings, my dear brothers and sisters. What a joy and a blessing it is, this wonderful, beautiful day, I can speak to you the word of the Lord. I pray that God will be glorified and magnified in your life. May you see God's goodness and breakthroughs as you hear the word of the Lord. So let's look into his word in Psalm 119, Psalm 119, 60, verse 60 says, "The entirety of your word is true, and every one of your righteous judgment endureth forever." I'm going to read that again. "The entirety of your word is true, and every one of your righteous judgment endureth forever." My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand and I want you to know in your heart of heart, all scripture is God breathed, inspired by him, and is profitable for conviction, correction, and instruction. It is to reset the direction of our lives and teach us to live in a manner that pleases the Lord. I'll say that again. It is like a reset button in our life to give direction to our lives and teach us to live in a manner that pleases our Savior and our Lord. See, we live in a sophisticated world that expresses skepticism about the Word of God. Many even disregard the verses they choose not to believe. But the psalmist makes it very clear when he says, all of his words is true. Your entirety of your word is true. He always keeps his words. Scholars count over 1,200 promises in the Bible. Over 400 of those prophesy pointing towards the coming of the Messiah. His life and his death perfectly fulfilled every single one of them. So we can stand with every promise in the Word of God. And there are over 3,000 promises in the Word of God. Some people say close to 7,000. But let me say, every promise we can stand because God will fulfill. See, the grass may wither, the flowers may fade, but the Word of God will stand forever. Isaiah 40 verse 8. Every jot, every title, every comma, every period, every letter, every line, every word on every page will all be fulfilled. God has manifested his word above his name. Psalm 138, 2. And watches over it to be certain that it is fulfilled. Jeremiah 1, 12. The word has been mocked by cynics. They have been made fun by people who do not believe the word of the Lord, dissected by believers, and even diluted by frauds. Yet, for all the abuse it has taken, it still endures as a testament to his faithfulness. It is the whole truth of God. So let's stand on that truth to understand that God will do great things for us. Let me pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a conviction in the heart of the people who are listening to me, that they will understand the word of God is truth. Not only that, Lord, it's for correction, it's for conviction. Oh, Lord, and I pray as they're convicted, as they correct their lives according to the word of the Lord, Lord, I pray they will be seeing the glory of God in their life. Let them be pushed forward to see breakthroughs in their life. Bless them abundantly. You be glorified. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. God bless.